downtown, we live. Over the feeling, when it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick, when you break the whole brick down, this with it to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist, how you fucking all these bitches. But on...
Yes, sir, we back at it again, smash and dash, you dig. Got a couple nice topics for you guys today. Want to hit on a couple things, man. Kind of, you know, as us both being Titans and stuff like that, you know, news that just happened, breaking news. The Titans fire GM, John Robinson, mid-season. What's ooh, your takes ooh, on that?
You see, I'm crunk. I don't even know why you playing like that. Listen, it was time to do something. We needed a big shakeup around there. John Robinson, I give you somewhat credit for some of the stuff you brought around there. But, you know, if we're being honest about, like, what has John Robinson done for the Titans? Like, I'm trying to think about, like, who is a major signing for them? Like, what has he really brought into us? I can tell you who he's let go. One of the reasons he probably got fired is that little number 11 guy that went absolutely crazy on him this weekend up there in Philly. AJ, in case you didn't know his name. And we talk about it every week when we get on this program. Like, I don't know how we let him go. You know, Traylon definitely came in and made some big plays. But, man, when you think about just John Robinson's legacy, like Tannehill, we've talked about this all the time. And, you know, people could take it how they want to take it. Tannehill went from being a starter to, like we was talking about, he was almost on his way out the league or being like a glorified backup for real, to getting paid again. You know, like, it's like, you know, we found him and, you know, he's been doing really good. But it's like, has he took us to the next level? Like, what has John Robinson brought into the Titans that's taken us to the next level, other than probably the Vrabels? You know what I'm saying? Mark was a great hire, but I think, you know, Miss Amy had probably a lot of saying that as well. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I think this is a great move by the Titans. We had to do something big, man, and shake it up. These two, we're still playoff contenders. So, you know, this is still showing people around that the Titans want to win.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a little trickery for me, like, being that, you know, we still a playoff contender. We still in great position to, you know, accomplish all the goals that we want to accomplish, like won the playoffs, hopefully Super Bowl. And for them to do that right now, I just feel like it's something more. Like, I feel like the AJ thing is real big, you know what I'm saying? And just out of nowhere, after we play AJ and he go crazy, give two touchdowns, then we let this guy go. Like, my whole thing is like, man, like you say, even back then, like, you say who he brung in, right? We got Tannehill. Yes, but man, you put any quarterback back there that's halfway decent and you got a guy Derrick Henry rush for 2,000 yards and all these yards, of course he's going to be decent. Then you go give him $100 million. He was just almost out of the door. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to Tannehill. You know, he's been holding down since he's been here. But like you say, he haven't been able to get us over the hump or whatever like that. So this is a real interesting move. You know, let's see where we go from here. Know what I'm saying? The coach just hired Jeff Saturday as a head coach. They can Chris Johnson as the GM. I know how to pick him. I definitely know how to pick him, man. And you know, one thing we did do though, we brought Julio in there. You know, he just wasn't able to stay healthy, the hamstring. So John Robinson, I see he was trying to do something. He brought the Julio in there, but it just ain't work out, man. But you know how that goes sometimes, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you said John Robinson brought you Julio in. You're right. But 2K, Julio is still one of my favorite players ever just because he's Julio. But it's like year 12, you know what I mean? When are we going to make that splat? Why aren't we in the running for trying to get Odell? I know Odell's picking his teams, but why aren't we on that list? Like, listen, we need a number one. We need you. You can help us right now, take us over the hill. Yes, we can go pay you. Yes, we'll give you what you want. You're Odell Beckham. We're not even in a race or talking. That's what I'm saying. Because, like,
hey, that's one thing about it. I can't even lie. Like, I'm pretty, they probably tried, but you know how that is, man. It's a lot of people not trying to come to Nashville for certain reasons. And on top of that, it goes back to the decision that you made earlier. Like, when you're talking about a receiver, they're like, okay, we coming over here. You can play with Tannehill. Ain't nobody trying to come play with Tannehill.
Bro, but you get to play with Derrick Henry.
Man, Tannehill, man. Derrick Henry can't throw me the ball, man.
Hey, so that's why you make an offer you can't refuse. That, you know what I'm saying? Nah, hey, you got to go in crazy.
If they man, you see what my boy trying to go. Bro, just go look at the teams. Go look at the teams that's in the running. That tell you a whole lot about everything. My boy trying to go to Buffalo, the Cowboys, or the Ravens.
Yes, so that's crazy because Tannehill and Lamar Jackson, damn, they're the same when it comes to throwing the ball. So I don't even know how you, especially to the outside receivers.
No.
Now, like, listen, you
don't know. Nah. Come on, bro. You can't do that, boy.
But he going to throw to his tight end.
Boy, going to, boy, man, come on, man. Boy, going to, listen, Lamar and Tannehill. Now, you sound just as crazy as I sound when I said Baker Mayfield comeback player of the year. When you just compare them to,
hey, yeah,
that's the same guy.
Hey, you good, boy? My dog.
You sound just as crazy, bro. That's
quick.
I'm just saying, bro. You sound just as crazy.
2K.
Don't try no more like that, man. What
Baker gonna be though? What Baker?
Baker still got time. He gonna get picked up.
You know what? Speaking of that, since he is waiting all that, the 49ers going to need some help. You know what I'm saying? Now that Jimmy G has lost and, you know, he broke his foot for the year. And they're still playoff contenders right now, so they're going to need some help. But do you think Baker Mayfield is good enough to step – you think Baker Mayfield is good enough to step in and help the 49ers right now?
Yes, definitely. Without a doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. I got all belief in
hey, 2K.
Baker Bronny Mayfield, man.
Hey,
he definitely can step in. Better situation. Know what I'm saying? Kyle Shanahan gonna get them right, get them together, man. Like, we got so many weapons over there. We don't need him to do all the extra stuff. You let him go out there, he should average probably 20 throws.
Well, yeah,
20 throws a game, like. 25 throws a game. We don't need him.
If he goes over there and if he goes over there and stinks it up, he'll probably never get to play in the league again. Because if you mess it up with all them weapons, then you're just not built for it. I'm gonna just.
He definitely gonna get to play in the league. We know that. He's definitely gonna get to play in the league again.
It's the same guy that said was the comeback player of the year that went from starting to being waived in less than 10 games. So listen. With that being said, and you talking about these, you know, Cowboys, and let's talk about Odell. My dog on a world tour right now, man. It seems like he hanging out, you know, he's going to these parties. He's in Dallas. He's in, you know, Buffalo. He's here. He's there. Where do you think Odell's ultimate landing spot is? Or if you're Odell right now, put your Odell shoes on. If you really want to compete, if you really want to win another championship, and if you really want to be the best Odell you possibly can be, what team?
What team will I go to, or what team do I think he's going to go to?
I'm saying, yeah. Basically, yeah. If you're Odell, where would you go?
Oh, if I was Odell, I would go, his options, Cowboys, Buffalo, and it's somebody else. Oh, and the Ravens. If I was Odell, I can't even lie to you. I'm going over there I'm going to Buffalo, man. I can't even lie. I'm going to Buffalo. I'm going to Buffalo. Man, we got Diggs on the other side. I'm on this side. We got Josh Allen back there going crazy. Bro, it ain't nothing you can do with us over here.
Lil Cook is starting to come into his own.
Right. He's starting to come into his own and stuff like that. Singletary doing his thing. And it's just like, when I compare that to Dallas, I know what I'm getting with Dallas. Know what I'm saying? Like, Dallas gonna be Dallas, man. I don't believe in Dallas.
Yeah, because what they've shown us in the past is that they have a complete roster, but for somehow, some way, they'll learn how to fumble it away. They just know that's what they do.
Right. We done had that offense for the past what, 10 years? Same. Those guys been there what, the past 6, 7, 8 years? Same offense. What's the difference?
Yeah. Well, Mike, the difference is that they have an MVP caliber defensive end slash.
They always had, come on, they always had nice DN rushers, man. They just had your boy.
But what I'm saying is this.
Oh my God. They just had DeMarcus Ware was over there, man. Like the other years they had DeMarcus Ware.
I know, but 2K, what I'm saying is the way they're comparing Micah Parsons to like Lawrence Taylor, though, like one of the greatest linebackers to ever play, like the way he's playing right now. So he could be the difference maker. Like he's a difference maker. That's all I'm saying. I think that Odell goes to the Buffalo Bills just based on his relationship with like Von Miller. I know they hella close and you know, I know that they be talking and shit. So I think that if Odell goes up there, he makes plays, man. Josh Allen is one of them quarterbacks that how good of a route runner is Odell is and how he can make plays in the back end. Playing with a dude like Josh Allen will definitely get Odell back into that MVP / you know, Pro Bowl caliber player we're used to talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him, Buffalo. I like him over there in Buffalo. That's a good
situation. Buffalo would be it, man. I definitely like Buffalo. I don't know how we ain't got any. We need him in Tennessee, man. Odell, come to Tennessee if you hear this, man. We'll throw you 20 a game, man. You get 20 rocks a game. Tannehill gonna throw it to you 20 times a game, O'Deezy. Hey, man.
So
who Young, you ain't gonna try to help recruit our dog?
Man, I know. Yeah,
you the GM. Happening. Hey, no. Bro, you the GM. You want to be a GM, make your first signing.
Yeah, he ain't coming, man. He already got his little people that made his business with. So who do you think the best team in the AFC is? The Bengals, the Chiefs, or the Bills?
That's a bang out. I think it's like, I think it's a tie. I think it's like even. And I honestly just believe Joe Burrow might have the edge right now. Joe Burrow's playing out of his mind. And he's been doing this stuff with banged up wide receivers and not his full roster. So, and he gets sacked more than any of these quarterbacks. So, to me, when I look at how Joe Burrow is able to, you know, come off that knee injury, Patrick Mahomes, we know that those two, they can make magic at any time. So, it's really hard for me to choose right now. I say it's all a tie. It's a tie. I'll give it to Patrick Mahomes, actually, because he's the only one that won a Super Bowl.
You can understand. But yeah, we're right now, the best team right now, I gotta go with Buffalo. I just sitting there watching their games and seeing when Josh Allen, he's touching the ball every single down and the things that how he's scrambling the ball and able to run for them first downs on third down and all those different things, that just make the offense so much better when you got a quarterback like that. And that can also throw the ball like a pocket passer. Like, he do all that in one. And then when we get Von back healthy, the way he's coming off that edge, and then we got a good defense as well. And then we can't forget about Stephon Diggs. He's out there killing as well. I just feel like as a total roster, I feel like they're the best right now in the AFC. And we can't forget about Gabe Davis, the other receiver, going crazy too. Like, they're doing their thing.
I just, for me, when I just look at like Patrick, I think Patrick Mahomes probably needs to, like you said, with Josh Allen, when he's most effective is when he knows when to run and when he knows when to throw the ball. Like, because Josh Allen is just an extension of the run game. When you got a dude 6'5", 240 pounds that runs the ball like he runs the ball, like, it changes the dynamic. I think if Patrick Mahomes would take more opportunities to get those 5-7 yards sometimes, he can change his dynamic of his offense tremendously. I think that's the difference between those two quarterbacks. Patrick's back there still trying to throw the ball, when Josh Allen to drop back, and if he knows it ain't there, he's going to take them 7-8 yards real quick and move on to the next play, which, you know, I really like it. But if I'm going to, if I'm just going on, you know, what I've seen, I just know I'm not counting Patrick Mahomes out until it's over, man. You know what I'm saying? Just because we've seen him play Houdini too many times.
Exactly.
But Josh Allen as well. You know, those games, we're going to be talking about some epic AFC matchups coming up, man.
I can't wait for these playoffs to start.
Let's talk about Pop.
Yeah, I can't wait for these playoffs to start because, man, it's going to be like some real bangouts in the AFC, man. We got a lot of – it's going to be some bangouts, man. And I can't wait for that. So, yeah. You say, yeah. We got to get on this Deion going to Colorado, man. Is Deion going to Colorado, man? Let's talk about
Pop. It's crazy.
Okay, well,
it's crazy because me and you were talking about this. We've been talking about this since he got there. Let's be realistic. You know, we've been talking about opportunities, and if he gets an opportunity to leave, you're like, what should he do? And like you, us being fair and us being Power Five athletes or being athletes that come from bigger D1 schools, we just understood like what he would have as a coach, what he could give back at a Power Five school. So a lot of people are, you know, pissed off or even mad at him. And they like, he was never swag to begin with, but you can't be mad at a guy that from the beginning, yes, he did exactly what he said he was gonna do. He shed light, he donated half of his salary. He gave kids a better opportunity. He put the whole HBCU world in a different light now, where they're like, we are even talking about this for one.
I think he made the right decision. Like, everybody know with everything that you do, it's all about elevation. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody want to elevate to like the different step. Like, somebody that started coaching Little League football, like head coach Little League football, they probably want to, you know, step up, be a high school coach and a college coach and an NFL coach or whatever it is. But like, you can't be mad at him. Like, you know, he did what he said he was going to do. He got their name out there. And like now, like, even though Deion's not there, right? You got kids out there that's not going to be able to go D1, like that's going to be D1 AA. And even though Deion's not there, I'm pretty sure a lot of those kids would rather go to Jackson State before they go to another D1 AA. Just all they know. Know what I'm saying? They just know it's a name out there. So, but my whole thing is like, dang. With that being said, you know, it was a time when everybody would start saying, oh, all these D1 kids and stuff, they finna start going to HBCUs, they finna do this, do that. Now that Deion's gone, do we have the same energy? Is everybody
that energy done? That, you know, unfortunately, like you said, the players that's gonna go be HBCU kids, they were always going to be HBCU kids, unfortunately. Like, you know, now they just gonna be going playing for Deion in the Power Five. Kids want to go on that big stage. They want to play on Fox. They want to go to that Sugar Bowl. They want to play in the Orange Bowl. They want to play at national championships, man. Like,
but bro, I've been seeing this stuff, bro. Deion, like, bro, I've been seeing this stuff, bro. Like, even when Deion, even if Deion went and left, bro. Like, yeah, y'all gonna get more TV games and be seen and stuff like that. But bro, those bowl games that you name and stuff like that, it's not happening. They're not going there, bro. Like, they're not playing after New Year's game, New Year's game on national TV. And it's not happening. So I've been saying this from day one that it's just, it's not enough money, bro. They don't have enough money, bro. Like, even the best Jackson State team right now, they go and play against Alabama or one of them teams. Come on, bro. And Deion know that.
Yeah, he definitely knows that. But that's why he also trying. He taking that battle up top. He's taking it to the power where he go. And we seen that transfer portal. He going to be able to benefit because a lot of kids still that were former 5- and 4-star kids that, you know, want to still be good. They want to go play for Deion now. Not especially he's at a Power 5 school. Oh, yeah. He's going to clean the power, the NCAA portal up. I see it. I see it right now, man. I wouldn't
for the Pac-12. Yeah. I just hope one thing that I want these kids to recognize, and I hope their parents are like involved with these decisions and stuff like that. Don't just hop up and go run over there to see you and not know what the situation is over there. Cause boy, you hop over there and they might got that. What I'm saying, all these dogs trying to come. And you go over there and be buried in the depth chart. Make sure it fits you. You better talk to Deion before you call. You better make sure it fits you. Come on, boy, Deion say he bring his luggage and his lawyer.
But that's what I'm saying. And that's exactly what I expect for him to do. Shador going with him, his kids, him. Like, you know, he say he got to work for it. I respect that. I love everything about this, man. But that's what I'm saying. These kids that were teetering or like, man, dang, I would play for Deion, but I don't want to go to Jackson. Now that he's at CU, all I'm saying is they like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to CU, man. That man's Power 5. That's what I'm saying. We can literally play for conference championships that matter, and now we can probably go, depending on how our season plays out, we can play for a national or even be in the college football playoffs now. Of course, I want to go play for Deion.
Yeah, you're right. I just hope a lot of these kids don't. Yeah, you're right. I really feel like that's going to happen real soon for him. But I just don't want these kids to get caught up in the name and the hope. Like, no matter what it is, the situation got to be right for yourself. Know what I'm saying? It got to be right.
You're right. I seen one of the running backs, though, that was leaving Bama. It might be right for him. Man, you got room for me, coach?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can go run over there and take yourself over there. And you go over there, and then dog that came from Alabama, and he was number one in his class. And you think coming over there is something different. So, right. Hey, listen, I might just go run over here with knowing somewhere else. I ain't just finna run over here to Deion and let this situation got to be right. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody getting nothing to me, right. But I'm not trying to go to where four or five star former five-star running backs that went to see you. Now I'm over here, now it's $5 over here. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, you still, but see, and I also seen a meme somewhere, 2K, where it says, you third on the depth chart at Ohio State, but you hop in that portal, man, you about to be at 1,303. Like, there's so many people in the portal right now that you really just falling in behind. You falling behind, shit. So, yeah, like bro say, man, y'all better make the right decision. And really, let's be realistic, man. Some of y'all just running from that competition. Some of y'all just scared as hell.
Right.
Some of y'all need to just drop your nuts, man, and go out there and go fucking play some damn football, man.
Bro, when the hell?
Just be like, oh.
Yeah, like, bro, when happened to the days where it was like, okay, I'm coming here. Like, yeah, I might got to wait a year or two. Like, I might have to go to college, and that way I want these young athletes to understand, bro, and do not mess up their college careers. Like, bro, when we was coming into school, like, it was okay. Like, okay, I might have to go in redshirt. Like, they got a senior and a junior or two seniors. Yeah. I might have to redshirt, get myself together. Then bummers me. Like, sometimes you have to wait. You can't just automatically expect to go to these schools and you automatically starting, or like, know what I'm saying? It just don't happen that way for everybody. It happened to certain guys like AP, and certain guys
it's
like
just clear,
yeah,
right. Or Maurice Claret, yeah, like it got to be clear and evident that you that guy. I'm with you, like yeah. Or man, listen, that shit makes you a better athlete. It makes you a better person because it ain't handed to you, bruh. I went to USC. This is my word to God. When I knew Reggie was committing to USC and they said he was the number one running back in our class, I said, I'm going to USC too. Ain't no way I'm not going. If that's the best, then I want to see what the best is then. Let me see.
Yeah, rock out. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, shit. Competition makes you better, man. So, sometimes you got to
say that wanna, shit up and go. Hey, you know what it is, though? You know what it is why these kids don't want to rock out?
NIL.
Because No, not even that. A lot of these kids are being brung up through the youth system on daddy ball. So yeah, this my team. I'm coaching this team. Yeah, I got Miranda. He the starter. He ain't competing with nobody. Know what I'm saying? He ain't competing with nobody. So now when I go through high school, it's already set up. I'm the guy. Then when I get to college, I'm not the starter, this and that. I ain't ready to compete. I'm ready to get up. I'm ready to slide and go somewhere else to where they just gonna give me the job and I can rock out. That shit ain't that easy. Anybody that made it to the NFL, everybody can tell you that it's gonna be obstacles that you gotta jump over. Know what I'm saying? It's gonna be those bumps in the roads, bro. So ain't no relations, man. Bro, I forgot his name. I guess you say he was at Georgia. It's like his third or fourth time in the transfer portal. The quarterback, what's his name? Bennett.
JT Daniels.
Yeah, JT Daniels. Yeah.
And he went from USC. He went from USC to Georgia, Georgia to West Virginia, and now he's about to transfer again. So, yeah, man, I don't get it. Listen, when I think about this, I could have been at SC in Texas and then go play at Miami. Like, come on, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But nah, all bullshit aside, man. Again, like bro saying, bro, y'all gotta stop being afraid to welcome competition, man. The sugar or the cream, whatever. If you're the best, it usually rises to the top. So, man, you know. And again, going through that, learning from them seniors and juniors, that shit helps you be a better player in the longevity, man. Right. Hey, so figure it out. Speaking of being a better player in longevity, brother, who you got for Heisman right now? Because you already know who I'm rocking with, Slime Ball.
Yeah. I know who you're rocking with. Man, who we – man.
Caleb Eugene.
I know Caleb out there. I don't know where his ranking is after this loss, though, man.
Yeah, well, you know, Stroud, all the people that's up there right now lost. There's no quarterback up there that had went undefeated, except for Stenson Bennett. But they saying his numbers ain't there, like as far as a wow, but he is 27-1 or something, like in the last 2 years or 3 years or something.
Yeah, well, they might need to put somebody from Utah up there, man, because they've been handling business, man.
Downtown, we live, over the feeling.